Muslima, that's, we, when we read this, we have handed it over in the care of Allah. And who can look better after it than Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he passed away, then one Bedouin, a person of the village, came and to give him taziyat, condolence, to remember it a lot. Like we say, I told you 1,000 times. I told you 1,000,000 times. We don't mean actually 1,000,000 and 1,000. We mean I told you so much already. So like that, 70 was a huge amount. So if we read it 70 times a day. Also our Shaykh was very, very kind hearted. He said, by Allah, Allah multiplies all, not tolerated. And Allah puts His protection on that person. Now he wants to commit guna, but Allah will make something, he gets a puncture. He loses his direction. Something like that will happen and he cannot make the guna. Allah will put his protection. So it's a very great wazifa. We should try and read it regularly. Let us read it now 7 times. And
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. We were carrying on with our series of talks of how the time, the year, the week, the day, etc. is spent in our Darul Ulooms. Then Allah Ta'ala, together with that, the great manaqib and the great and honorable position of the Sahaba, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, and then the qualities of the Sahaba, شِدَّاءَ لَلْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, these great qualities of the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala had explained that the qualities they had in their heart, the qualities they had, you could see it on their faces. They were such a band of people that were like malaika, that were like farishtas in this world. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ. Then in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Umar, Uthman radiallahu anhuma, this whole farm of Islam had reached its height. A beautiful land and place was established. Anyway, there is much more detail, but what I want to explain
knows. Who said you need brains, you don't need a heart? You need legs, you don't need your hands. We need everything. So this is all one family. And everyone on its place. And like we got hands, legs, our whole body. But there is no ruh, you're a dead person. Every part of your body has to be going. It must be with us, and how they are treating us, what they are doing. So we are all related. One, it is one effort, different things that are required. You want to build a house, and there is a carpenter who is going to work, there is going to be a bricklayer, the architect will come in, the engineer will come in, electrician will come, the plumber will come, and if anyone say, my work is important, now what to choose, you don't have to discuss. What your heart likes, you take what you like. Whichever you like, and you haven't got a diet of anything, if you have got, you are diabetic, don't touch the rice. Take the vegetable curries, take the other curry, take the roast, etc. But don't go and discuss that which is more important, which is more beneficial. And if I take of the three of you, if I take one of his proposal, the other two will become my enemies. We know what happened about Habil and Qabil. When you don't get that wife you want looking for, you become an enemy of your father and mother also. So if I take she marries this one, the other two will. So each one of you is also a karamat that Allah gives a person, that in a wink of an eye, He transfers you from here to Makkah Sharif. Next you are gone to Tokyo, next you are gone to Nizamuddin, next you are gone to Delhi. Everywhere He just moves you around. That is also, it is wa karamatul awliya haqqun. It is true. The third person, he said, I have developed, and will go all bad by you. Nothing. So the three together, they saved. And not one of them can say, I saved the girl. Then he explained, the ulama do the work of kashf from Quran and Hadith. More stronger and more valid than what kashf is. 100% sahih wahih of Quran and Hadith. What the ummah was supposed to be doing. One mutawalli, the jamaat made his tashkil. Recently, he said, my whole life I'm in jamaat. He said, if I don't look after the masjid, where are you going to come stay? You won't get water, you won't get lights, there won't be imam in the masjid, there won't be musallas in the masjid. So everyone, the mutawallis, are doing their work. Every person in his field is doing, and we one time Maulana are doing. And without maktabs, Maulana Saad now is stressing so much on the maktabs. Why? Because how many places the ready plate of deen was made, and the Salafis just came and took away the whole, because the people didn't have maktab, basic deeni education, and they were just now overtaken with this, how many places, and they were just taken away. So double it up, triple it up, and next Ramzan put it 10 times higher, 100 times higher, and this way we carry on. May Allah give us tawfiq, and let us, inshallah, we have benefited, keep the benefit, look after it now, and grow it more. Good is that son, the father gave him one shop, he made 10 shops out of it. And the shop...
توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم ثبتنا بالإيمان وامتنا بالإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم تحر قلوبنا من النفاق وعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا
رجلان فإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالتك اس دو وہ کے بھی دو قسمیں ہیں, ایک وہ علم ہے جس میں فائدہ ہو اور ایک وہ علم ہے جس میں فائدہ نہیں. جس علم میں فائدہ ہے اس کے لیے دعا کا حکم ہے, یہ دعا کا ہے, یہ اس میں اضافہ. اور دوسرا وہ علم ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ سے دور کرے, اللہ تعالیٰ سے دور لے جائے.
Então, isto é mostra para os nossos irmãos que o ilm, o conhecimento, também tem divisões. O conhecimento tem partes. E uma das partes que Allah Rabbul Izzat e que o Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ele está a pedir é aquele conhecimento que tem benefício. Então, aquele conhecimento que não tem
benefício. کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس آدمی کو سبزاور رکھے, اس کو خوش و خرم رکھے جس نے میری بات سنی اور دوسروں تک پہنچایا, جس طرح سے مجھ سے سنا اسی طرح سے آگے پہنچایا. تو یہ وہ علوم ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ
کہ اللہ جل جلالہ و منوالہ الفاظ بالجا المین اکیلا پسوا سمیع مقالتی que ele ouviu os meus ditos e ele fez chegar, ele decorou, fez chegar aos outros. Então, isto, meus amados irmãos, amostra que o ilm, o conhecimento, está dividido em duas partes.
Aur phir insaan ko wo ilm sikhaya jo wo janta nahi. To ilm kitni badi cheez hai. Allah taala ka ye ehsaan hai. Abhi maghrib ki namaz se pehle jo nazm padhi gayi, usme ye aaya hamare dada.